Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Greetings and salutations.
On tonight, our eighth anniversary here at Fox Sports Radio is 8 years ago tonight. Mike and I were loosed on the airwaves together. Harmon, who came in wearing a nice big jaunty hat.
Oh, yeah.
Had some, what was the chocolate you brought? You brought in macarons on the first night, I remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
We went fancy.
Why'd you stop that? I mean, why that should have been every night. You bring in some kind of chocolate confectionery. Why did that stop all of a sudden?
Look,
I'll probably smoke some meat.
Well, I did that. I've done that multiple times, certainly. Bringing in, I've paid for many a pizza and other delicacy around there. Once we actually get back into the studios, which, you know, hopefully sometime in 2022, you know, the gang will all be together and we'll be able to, you know, toss the old pigskin around and yell at each other from, you know, within legitimate shouting range, then sure, there'll be more food and confections and I'll just say, keep eating. Let's watch. And we'll videotape it all, and you'll be a viral sensation. And they'll put you, you know, with some kind of cool classic 70s song as the soundtrack on TikTok and Instagram, and you'll be a hero.
I will say the one thing. You know, and we've kind of influenced each other, I think, over the course of the past 8 years with different things going on. But I got to say the biggest thing, like you say, okay, how did Mike Harmon change your life? I'll say, oh, that's easy. He got me drinking coffee.
Yeah. It's a good thing you weren't young enough to where it was going to stunt your growth.
No.
Because otherwise you would have been screwed.
No, because you make good coffee. And now, you know,
I do.
Come on, make good coffee to go. Let's go.
No, I mean, really, I discovered coffee in around my early to mid-40s. And, you know, it was just a case of, look, I've always worked nights. And, you know, when I was at NFL Network, we worked during the day. But radio, I've always worked nights. And I've always just done the show. And I drink a lot of diet soda. I would drink a lot of diet soda and everything else. And it was just, boy, I don't know. Maybe a cup of coffee sounds good. Ah, who knows? And then it's that's what I mean when people say coffee is like a drug. Because it's instantaneous. You take one sip and you go, oh, I feel like 65% better than I did not 3 seconds ago after taking that first sip. And it really does help. And I'm glad because I still only need about a half a cup of coffee at night that I'll have like either right when we go on the air, about an hour after we go on the air. And I have you to thank for that because you would always make coffee and bring it in. And that was it now. Now I'm like, oh, my God, I want to wake up in the morning and go, okay, you know, I got to have coffee now. But it's been I can't get over the change in my life. And people say to me now that don't drink coffee, people who drink coffee, they nod and they go, yeah, welcome to our side. And people I know that don't drink coffee go, really? I could never do that. Oh, and I go, and these are all people that are probably younger, maybe they're getting into their early 40s. And I go, just wait another 4 or 5 years. Wait till you're about 44, 45 years old. Then you're going to go, oh, hey, you know what? I started drinking coffee and coffee is pretty good. I go to Starbucks all the time. Wait till you get there, your mid 40s, and you'll discover coffee.
Channeling your inner Barney Gumble. Where you been all my life? You know, when you first started having beer. So yeah, it's the, you know, it is a drug technically. I mean, found in plants and, you know, gets that central nervous system kicking. And for me, I very rarely go a day without it. Every once in a while, I'll get a full 8 hours of sleep. And this is the rarest thing in nature. And then I don't drink a cup of coffee and the girls will laugh at me going, wow, you really actually got sleep, didn't you? Like on 1 or 2 days of our vacation, it was all of a sudden like 11 o'clock. We're finishing at you know, the theater that we'd had the great pleasure of taking in the evening. And Madeline would look at me and go, Dad, you didn't have coffee all day. I go, pretty crazy, right? Because how do you bring this back into our world in California? I'm like, oh, I no, there's no chance. Life doesn't allow for it back home. So let's get back. So if you guys have any thoughts out there, you got a cup, type of coffee that you really love, I'm looking to expand my horizons in 2022 at Swollen Dome.
Oh, and see, now I'm at stuff like I know the coffee places that I like a little bit more. Like, do I want that mocha from Coffee Bean? Do I want
Yeah, but
the mocha
see, you start
Starbucks?
Adding sugar, the other sugar and chocolate and all this other crap. And so it's no longer just coffee.
Well, it doesn't matter. If I can have coffee and coffee's good and I can add chocolate to it, it's even better. Why would I be depriving myself of that? That makes no sense. I could have really good chocolate in this or not have chocolate. I'm going to have chocolate.
Coffee is good unto itself.
Yes, but I can make it better with
you and your burnt bean juice.
Going to the movies is fun. Going to the movies and having popcorn and nachos and a drink is even more fun. That's kind of what it is. Why
I've never
limit the fun
that.
You have?
That's kind of interesting.
Why you never had snacks at the movies? Really? Never had snacks at the movies?
Not the type of snacks you described. Really?
You've never had popcorn at the movies. I said popcorn and nachos. That's the most popular things you can get at the movies.
I don't have nachos.
Don't lie to me.
I don't like popcorn particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Odd kernel here and there, but then I'm done with it. The girls will eat it.
They love it.
I love the odd kernel.
Stuck in my
teeth. Instead,
dad,
you know, give me my little box of Bunch of Crunch and I'm good to go.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Yes, here on our 8-year anniversary. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, looking ahead this week in the NFL, there's a slate of games. There's a couple of big ones because we still have a little bit of playoff seedings and a couple of berths to solve, mainly in the AFC. But the game of the week, without a doubt, Chargers and the Raiders, because this is a win and in game. And the first thing I want to do is dismiss the stupid-ass storyline about, you know, if they tied, they could make it if everything falls into place earlier in the day. If the Jaguars could beat the okay, first of all, not happening.
They're winners of 5 straight in this series in Jacksonville.
And Urban Meyer is undefeated. Wow. So this storyline is just getting way too much attention. It's a fun thing to know that if the Jaguars win on Sunday and then if things fall right, both the Chargers and Raiders could make the playoffs if they tied. Right? It's fun for a minute to go, yeah, they could just take turns kneeling on the football, giving it back, and then, hey, we're both going to make the playoffs. Just stop. That's a fun thing for half a second. That's not going to happen. I can't get over the mileage that story has gotten this week. It's the stupidest story ever. The Chargers and Raiders aren't going to kneel on the football and give it back to each other. Are you kidding? That would be the lasting image of the head coach and the quarterbacks, lasting image on the NFL. Remember that game they all sat and they kneeled and the fans booed for an entire hour and a half while they finished this game? That is just never going to happen. Why are you asking Brandon Staley these questions? Hey, you know, you could tie. That's where you could just say, you know what? Blank you for that stupid-ass question, okay?
Shut up!
That's the dumbest storyline of the week, and yet it still gains track because people can't figure other good things to talk about or go, you know, that would be great if it happened. Yeah, it'd be great if I won the lottery, too. There's more chance of that happening than the Chargers and Raiders kneeling on the football for 2.5 hours and getting it done. Not happening.
Oh, I love the storyline, though, that it got people all fired up because it also was presuming that the Jaguars knew what they were doing and could win a game. Because that's the other part that has to happen to make that even possible. So forget about how it would play out and how many minutes of classic Madden stuff they play, because that's really all you could do. Here's more Madden highlights. Here's more. Let's just run the Miller Lite commercials. Just run them back to back like an infomercial as you flow. But yes, it's week 18. And chaos ensues, and someone decided to put that gem into the universe. I've had at least 3 people ask me about it this week. Would they do that? I'm like, no.
Of course
one,
not.
It's not gonna,
you're
one,
not
it's not going to happen.
The NFL doing that? Okay, so you're going to kneel on the football. We're going to kneel on the football, right? Okay, great. So we're kneeling on it. Because you know at the end, if the Chargers knelt, and there's Justin Herbert, boy, it's his 84th consecutive kneel, and the Chargers are going to have to punt it away with 10 seconds left, and then the Raiders would start throwing the football down the field to try to win. Hey, let's kick a field goal and win. That's not happening. It's stupid. It's fun. It's something that's fun for a couple minutes. You know what it's like? It's like when you go to the mall, And you're walking down from one store, and there's the kiosk in the middle where the guy's got the helicopter flying around, and you look at it and go, oh, wow, that's cool, man. You watch, and you look over, and you think, am I going to buy it? It's $25. Is it really going to be like this? Oh, it looks really cool. And then after, like, 3 minutes, you move on. Yeah, okay, all right, it's great, thanks. No, I'm not going to buy it. That's kind of what this is. Hey, it's fun to think about. Oh, boy, that'd be fun if they kneeled on the football. But you're asking the coaches about it? Seriously? That's just dumb. That It's not happening. It drives me crazy when I hear that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's look, it's hot take theater. It's a fun little nod for folks to work through. Because let's face it, a lot of these games, we have no idea who's actually going to play in them. Right? You started seeing the in mass. This guy won't play. This guy won't play. This guy won't play. Oh, trickle down over here. That guy's not going to go. And so it's like Sunday morning, it's going to be like Christmas again. Who the hell's on the field for my team? Look, for the Bears, I got Andy Dalton again. Who told reporters, yeah, if I hadn't gotten hurt, this would have been a really different year. And I said, yes, it would have. Of course, that's just me in a vacuum. But this storyline, I mean, but think about this game, right? Both teams trying to shed identities. Raiders still fighting after what was a crazy year. And I heard a lot of folks talking. It's like, if they had only not lost that game to the Bears, or if they'd only done that. It's like, yes, because the rest of the season flows exactly as it ever would. It's like every game. It's like, well, you know, this situation really changed everything. You know, nothing changed. If they hadn't given up that, you look at they win the rest. So it's like, no, that precipitates everything else. Just like that win or loss made them go back to the drawing board, offense, defense, special teams, and redesign some stuff and reconfigure, which made them either a better team or at least a different team going forward. And to put it all in the vacuum, it's like, you know, that one game, if they just hadn't given that game up, like particularly the Raiders, then lost that game to the Bears, they'd already be in. It's like, you don't know that. It's like the worst specious reasoning you can get to. Yes, because all the other events would have followed just perfectly based on the result against the Bears. How dumb is that? Come on. It's like he's on pace to hit 9,000 homers. Yep. Oh, let's talk about it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, for the game itself. Like I said, this is the biggest game. It's Sunday night. And as we've talked about, one team is going to rewrite their image of a team that can't win a clutch game, right? The Chargers, every time you start feeling good about both these teams, they lose a couple of games and you go, what is going on? So somebody's going to do it. And both teams are playing at a pretty high level. Look, the Raiders have won three in a row to get back into this. Breaking this down, I'm going to make it pretty simple. Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than Derek Carr, so I'm going with the Chargers. They will make more plays offensively, put more points on the board. It's not like Herbert's going to turn the football over a ton, and the Chargers are going to win this football game. I'm taking Herbert over Carr, and the Chargers win. He's more dynamic.
Raiders ain't stopping that pass rush. Bosa's going to be living. He's going to be Derek Carr's going to wear him like a coat again. In the first
now
matchup.
That would be a great gif, again. Right? Here he is walking like, and he's got one of those Game of Thrones, like they wear pelts, and except the pelt is That's Bosa it. That he's just wearing around him.
The problem is he's got to beat him for it to be a pelt. In this case, yeah, but he's just hanging on him.
but I will say this: if Derrick Henry plays for the Raiders, that's going to be a different game. If he plays, it's a completely different game.
Or if I said, I'm not even going to touch that. What if
I was waiting
Bosa?
To see how you'd react to that, buddy?
What if Bosa attaches himself to Carr like a Minock? There, boom, there it is. Minock. There's my nerd quote for the night.
Wow, you're going back for that Minock quote. I like
nerd!
That. Twitter and how about a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. So there you go. Chargers over the Raiders in the game of the week, and the Chargers go to the playoffs. Well, coming up next week. More big stories, more big previews out of the NFL this weekend. We welcome a very special guest. Keep it right here. Your final regular season football Friday of the year continues on Fox Sports Radio.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
On a disco ride, oh yeah.
Tonight's our anniversary. Oh. It's number 8 of me and Michael Harmon. Oh, yeah.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And one thing, and TJ, please talk about football. Don't talk about love tonight here on the show. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Yes, this song has been going through the heads of everybody here at Fox Sports Radio since we did our whole bit with it last week.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's an earworm. It stays in you. It doesn't leave.
I don't know how you want. You would never want to extract it.
I think in the pantheon of disco songs, this is in my top three.
This is in my top three. There we go.
The only one I like better, my favorite disco song of all time, is Last Dance. That, without a doubt, my absolute favorite disco. There's nothing better than Last Dance.
It is a rump-shaking good time. There's no question about it.
Last Dance, I love the nightlife, and maybe MacArthur Park. Maybe MacArthur Park is my third
nicely
favorite.
Done.
Yeah. Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I don't ever know if I can have that recipe again. I don't know what that means, but I've always loved those lyrics. I've always loved that. Right now, Lakers and the Atlanta Hawks are early in the third quarter. And, well, let's just say the Hawks have made this an interesting game. It was a near 20-point lead for the Lakers late in the second quarter, but the Hawks on their way back. Trae Young now with 16 and 8 assists. It is now a 7-point Laker lead over Atlanta. Again, 69-62. Malik Monk, 24 points. Maybe he gets 50 tonight for the Lakers.
Raise
your hand if you had Malik Monk as your missing piece. Everybody put your hands down. Nobody had Malik Monk as the missing piece. But he may wind up being the missing piece for the Lakers. Could happen. Joining us now on the hotline, there is no one better. We want to celebrate our 8-year anniversary with, well, there's a lot of people better, but this is the guy who answers the phone.
Wow.
He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. He is the editor-in-chief at fansided.com. And it was earlier this week I wondered, he's trying to keep the Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame. Is he the guy that won't vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP to keep the MVP away from him? Turns out it wasn't him. So, joining us with a clean slate is Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, my friend?
I just wanted to wish you guys, like, happy 80th anniversary of your show. It feels like 80 years that you guys have been on air.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
I've held up quite nicely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think you've been on with us about 80 times, maybe more than that by this point.
Oh, 80. I'm way past 80. Because
no.
I am the only
80?
Person who keeps taking that call from Frostburg. Okay? Let's face it. You know, you had a one-night stand with Eric Dickerson. That was all you got on that one. And you've been milking that one for 8 years.
That's right.
Got rid of it.
That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It
was pretty good. It was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, we're like Rex Ryan. Hey, we got to the AFC Championship game like a bunch of years ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Long time ago.
But we did it with Mark Sanchez. Doesn't that count for anything?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of 80 years. Yeah. 80 years of Jets fans. That's what it's like.
See, the Jets are in the middle of all the storyline this week, J. Cole. All right, so now it was in that game that everything went to hell.
Yeah, that's true. You could almost write a whole book about that, like, 2-day stretch from the time that he snuck the IG model or whatever she was into the hotel, and how did that happen to him leaving the field and all the texts. I mean, like, this is just fascinating to me, because at the end of it, Antonio Brown still thinks he's getting back in the league. He still believes that somehow he was right in all of this. And that's, like, the amount of denial that goes through his head is just fascinating. It's really, really quite awesome.
Well, the thing is, look, all the things we talked about this last hour with Antonio Brown, of everything that's going on, when you talk about his transgressions going all the way back to the Steelers, right? Steelers, Patriots, Raiders, Bucks. The one thing, nothing is ever his fault. And that's no matter what it is, whether it's off the field, ever his fault.
No, it's truly amazing the alternative reality that he lives in. Like, you just sit there and go, is that really what you think? And then there, like, you encounter fans on Twitter who defend him, and you go, how do you defend a guy who walked off the field on his team? Like, how in any way is that, like, how in any way is that defensible? I mean, like, what's going on? I find it fascinating. I'm so entertained. And I think about being his agent as he keeps like going on podcasts and posting things and doing all this. And you just get this feeling like his agent is sitting there like tearing off all of his hair and then ripping off his own flesh going, cannot make him stop. What's going on? This is just, it's out of control. Make him stop. Please let me try and save his career. It won't work. He's just flaming it up every day.
Well, so now he's gone, and we look at the rest of that makeup.
He could be a Jet, though.
No, stop. That's not happening. It's not happening. Not happening.
He could be a Jet.
Not happening. Not happening.
He could be a Jet. Nope. He's not. Nope. Nope. He hasn't left New York yet.
Stop. Not happening. He's still got no shirt on in the bowels of MetLife trying to find his way out. Where do I go?
Oh, the Jets locker room. This looks nice. I would look great in green, wouldn't I?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there'll still be some team out there, I think, when it's all said and done. The next deal with the devil.
No, there's nobody who's doing this. There's nobody. There's nobody who can go for that. Because he's crazy. It's if you can't see after all these efforts, because who's going to have a quarterback who's better than Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger to keep that guy's attention? Could you imagine like trying to match him with Zach Wilson?
What would be the old rule of thumb? You're the young quarterback. What? You have to throw him the ball 17 times
on every series,
right?
Like if he's not the primary receiver on every play, he's going on Twitter during the game to trash Zach Wilson. That's what's going to happen. It'll be awesome. I would pay so much money to see that. That would be fantastic. Okay.
There you go, live on pay-per-view. All right, week 18, how excited are you?
Explode.
That would make it happen.
Oh, God, this is awesome. Okay, what else we got? Let's go.
See, this is why you answer the phone. You don't get to do any interviews like this. I listen to you when you do interviews on other shows, and it's, all right, listen, I'm serious now.
Yeah, because every other show in the country is exactly like this one.
I'm serious now.
Because everybody else wants to actually talk about sports. You guys don't. That's the best part.
We don't want to talk about it.
You guys are doing pop culture references. You're doing, I like the nightlife. I want a boogie, to the disco. I mean, like, that's your show in a nutshell. It really is your show in a nutshell is disco from the 70s, right?
Whoa, wow.
I was trying to be the crossroads of sports, pop culture, and bringing together generations, and you dismissed it as you guys in your 70s references.
Look, just because J. Cole, when you go on other shows and it's, well, here's the, yeah, this is why Belichick does what he does.
Let's talk about, do you think they're going to suspend him for this? Yeah.
I want to hear you go on another show and go, hey, where's my music that you always play when I come in? Why don't you guys talk about cowboy bees? What is that all about? Why can't I tell a story about Tim Tebow's brothers? Why can't I? Oh, okay. I mean, look, we allow you to stretch your legs unlike it. You didn't know you were capable.
Why do you think I keep picking up the phone? Why do you think I do that? It's the only place where I can be myself. This is me, okay? I want to talk about cowboy bees. I want to talk about, like, Antonio Brown, would he be a good cowboy bee? Like, that's the last stop. He can't play in the NFL anymore.
I think it can hurt the Hive.
On Jerry
can't
Jones's Cowboy Bees team. Like, think about that. Would he be good or would he be bad for the Hive?
No, he would be the bee that would fly off and then come back and somehow be in, be would have some bring some kind of poison back to the rest of the. Hey, I just went and I got sprayed with something, but here I'm back, guys. He would give it to everybody.
He wouldn't die. The rest of the Hive would die, but he'd be fine and just go to the next hive. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Because he would go from one hive to boy, this bee's on his fourth hive right now.
Well, he had a lot of talent.
This is scientific. Like, this makes sense now. I could write a story about this. This might be my column for Monday.
Well, Antonio Brown as the
evil cowboy bee.
Look, and I don't want to take you away from this, but really, I want to know, are you Hub Arkish? If you are Hub Arkish, you need to tell us right now, all right? Because no one's ever seen both of you in the same place. And when I know that you're trying to keep the Cowboys out of the Hall of Fame, I thought you were trying to keep Aaron Rodgers from the MVP earlier this week. Tell us right now if you are Hub Arkish.
Next question.
I was just incredulous, J. Cole, of all the people that have been working around the NFL all these years. I've never heard of Hub Arkish. I'm like, how have you never heard of Hub Arkish?
The last time he was relevant was, I think John Madden was still coaching.
Right, but the point is he's been around forever.
I know. He's like it was doing Pro Football Weekly when we still talked about things that were weekly and that they mattered, right? Like it's unbelievable. Like yeah, when I read that I was like, wait a sec, Hub's got a vote? How'd that happen? Like Brad Biggs didn't get the vote in Chicago? Right? Like Dan Pompey doesn't have the vote in Chicago. They gave it to Hub. And now he's an old lunatic who like comes up with completely asinine arguments. Like what's going on here, Hub?
You've never heard a guy described as a jerk? Come on. You're in those Hall of Fame voting rooms.
Oh,
you're telling me nobody's ever stood up and said this guy was a jerk?
Oh, Warren Sapp, T.O., we have plenty of jerks, but we do eventually vote for them, or sometimes we vote for them the first time around. We will vote for them. But, like, your justification, like, forget that. I mean, Hub Arkish has a vote? Like, how did that happen?
Now, can you do that in voting for people for the Hall of Fame? Can you vote for people and decide if they get to keep their votes for MVP or not? Or is that out of your jurisdiction?
Oh, we're definitely voting people off the voting island this year. Oh, okay. I'm proposing that.
We didn't like your argument.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors meet Survivor this year. That's what we're doing. We're voting. Tony Dungy is off. He's off. Tony Dungy is so off this year. I'm voting him. I'm putting him up first, okay? Because that dude is just way, way too nice. Can't do it. He's got to go. He's just got to go.
You got to be cynical if you're going to be in this
I'm
room,
just walking
pal.
In. I'm pointing across the room. I'm looking. I go, Dungy, out. Go. That's what I'm doing. You know, him, like, oh, he's like really sweet and really nice. No, he's got to go. He's got to be meaner.
So at the end it would be
because the other thing about it is that he believes in Cowboys, and I got to get him out of there because we got to get rid of the Cowboys, and they got to go one at a time. So it's Survivor, Survivor Selector, and
I like that. I think that would work if you can somehow get a camera in there. I think we have a show.
Yeah, and I think that actually Bill Polian might support me on this. That's good.
All right. He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62.
How did we do this?
I don't know.
We just did.
Hey, can you ask Tony for us, though, why he kept sitting guys down in Week 17and how that affected teams at the end of the year?
Yeah, got the Jets to the AFC Championship. What are you talking about?
Well, it's just the hey now, Hank Kingsley irrelevant question every week.
That was a good question.
Why'd you sit people? He hasn't coached in like 10 years.
It doesn't matter.
You're going to ask about that. Like, I want to know about that. What you did. He's not coaching again. Harmon, he's never coaching again. Don't worry about it. He can't do that again. Okay. Don't criticize him for that. It's over. Don't worry about it. Like, you want to know about Mike Shanahan resting guys for like the last 2 weeks in 1996? You want to know that too?
Sure.
It was only, it was 25 years ago, okay?
You know what? Some things we don't let go in this sporting universe.
25 years ago. That's what I'm doing. It's like you guys keep living on that Jeff Fisher thing, okay? You know, 18 years ago, we broke the Jeff Fisher story with Eric Dickerson.
It's background for a book, okay?
Wait a minute. Danny Werfel didn't get drafted? I can't believe that. Wait a minute.
He actually... Danny Werfel actually did get drafted. That's a different thing.
That's a good try, though.
The new podcast with Jason Cole and Hub Arkish will drop next week, so you want to be able to get into that. Also, go to fansided.com. J. Cole is always
The question is, Hub, why are you a voter? That's the title, Hub.
Yeah.
The
why title are you a voter?
Podcast, Hub, and... why are you a voter? My best part is the AP is like still giving him the vote. No, we're taking a stand on this one. Really? This is the stand you're taking, okay?
Had you been talking about the Associated Press in 20 years? No, you haven't. So they got some press this week.
All right. J. Cole, take it easy, buddy. Enjoy. We'll talk to you next week.
Later. Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Really? Hub Arkish has a vote?
I had other football Hub's questions, but, as always, those go to the wayside.
Dungy out. I want Dungy out. Well, coming up next, we'll give you a big, bold prediction for this week and beyond in the NFL playoffs. I got to boogie. That is straight ahead on Fox. Oh, yay. The Jason Smith Show with Michael Harmon on the air. It's our anniversary. Oh, yeah.
You mean you actually have people to listen to this show?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Someone keeps leaving that cake out in the rain, and look what happens. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Thanks to Jason Cole for stopping. I don't know why I say this. He comes by whether we want him or not. I don't know how bold a prediction this is going into this weekend, because mainly, look, it's the big winning in type situation for the Raiders and the Chargers, right? If there's chaos, if the Jaguars win over the Colts, but that's not happening. So really the one winning in game, but there's a lot of different seedings, situations and games that are going on. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you this, and only because they seem to get dismissed when we talk about contenders and who can make it to the Super Bowl. The AFC Championship game is going to be hosted by the Titans. We'll be playing the AFC Championship game in Tennessee.
See, and since Derrick Henry will be playing.
Well, if he's not playing for the Raiders, that's the thing. If he's not playing for the Raiders and he's playing for the Titans, then it's a big thing.
That would have been the best move ever that nobody reported.
People forget the Titans were on their way. They were streaming towards the home field advantage, and then Derrick Henry got hurt. They were the best team in the AFC. And the thing that I have seen was, and I thought, okay, they're going to falter here. No, they still figured out a way to run the football, even without him, and now they're going to be getting him back sometime in the next couple of weeks, and their defense has been terrific. It's not been great all season long, but it's been great lately. They've been physical. They can run. Even if they don't get Derrick Henry back, they're still going to host the AFC Championship game. You're talking about beating one team that's a little bit inferior. People are sleeping on the Titans and how good they are. The AFC Championship game is going to be played in Tennessee this year. It's going to happen. And I know people are going to be surprised. Oh, Tennessee, I didn't think they'd win that game. Yeah, Tennessee is that good. They've been that good all season.
Well, now that you've gotten A.J. Brown back, he was on my list of big fantasy disappointments for the year. Part of it injury, part of it, well, disappearing acts, as he finished in the bottom 30s for fantasy wide receivers. I watch flex. We did our awards. But right now the Titans sitting at 12-1, about half of where they began the season. When it all, I mean, as you said, Dante Foreman's been fantastic talking about former Houston Texans running backs finding a new home. And even though Tannehill hasn't been world-beating, he's taken care of the football, which is rule number one in this crazy NFL. Go back and look at all the players outside of Kirk Cousins and his 7 interceptions. He's kind of an outlier. Anybody else? I mean, we're into double-digit interceptions and chaos. It's Cousins and Rodgers and everybody else. Tannehill's taking care of the football down the stretch. And with that defense surging, yeah, I don't know that that's a team I'd want to get a look at right now. But, you know, Kansas City's the favorite out of the AFC and Buffalo not far behind. And Buffalo can now rely on Devin Singletary, ... And they have some balance. They're still a tough out, but, you know, the road goes through. It's Kansas City and Tennessee that look to be the class right now.
Look, I get it. They're not sexy. They're not particularly fun. Look, it's fun to watch Derrick Henry. We haven't seen Derrick Henry. Look, and the Jets beat the Titans earlier. I get it. They're not sexy. Ryan Tannehill is okay. He's Ryan Tannehill, but it doesn't matter. It's being the sum of your parts, and if you think another city is hosting the AFC title game besides Tennessee, not happening.
Could be the number one seed. Think about that.
Unless it's in MacArthur Park, then
well,
I would like that.
I like the Richard Harris version better.
Listen, you're just a hater, man. You are just a hater.